The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show...
Because I've been a month and a half off of any red meats. Well, chicken is a red meat, I guess.
No, chicken's white meat.
Well, it's red. It's raw when you first get it.
No, chicken's white meat. And then pork is the other white meat.
Derpy Show.
So have you played Diablo 3 Reaper yet?
Diablo 3 Reaper?
Yeah, or something.
No.
Well, then fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Fuck them. Derpy Show.
I went to a Brazilian store.
Brazilian?
And got some guara.
And he got a Brazilian.
I got a
Brazilian. Ooh.
He got a Brazilian, then he fucked a Brazilian, then he got these beers.
Oh.
Derpy Show. Derpy Show.
Yeah, the pictures I took around the town had a lot of penises drawn on the buildings and stuff.
I don't care about what penises mean in Tibetan culture. No one cares. I mean, I actually do care. I think that's fascinating. But no one who listens to our show gives a shit.
They draw penises on their walls, their buildings.
Venge Derpins. I think that was like a 1920s actor. Hey, we see Venge Derpins. That's a Fairfax Fair.
Makes sense.
Watches he squat thrusts and boxes.
Fisticuffs. Fisticuffs. You don't box in old timey days.
Right. He performs the act of fisticuffs. This pugilist cannot be stopped.
Now that's right.
Venge Derpins.
3-time gold medalist in the pugilist games. Also won gold at the Winter Olympics in sledding.
I don't know what's happening right now.
The prowess of this pugilist puts Pulitzer Prize winners to shame.
You're trying to do like an alliteration. I was gonna say.
All I could think of was I think it was Dragon Ball GT, where Goku does this purple pot, pickle pot, pepper pot thing.
You actually watched GT?
Yeah.
Weird. You're like one of two people.
Yeah, you're the only one I know. I just watched it and saw like a dark Dragon Ball. And
it gets crazy.
So...
Shit gets cray.
So, Bori, you happy to have us back?
Yeah, where the fuck have you guys been? I've been, like, I keep waiting for you guys to show up. We record this show at the same time, in the same place. Every week, you guys haven't been showing up. What the fuck has been going on?
Wait, you've been recording with us not being here?
It's been really sad. Listen. Hey guys, welcome to Derpy Show. I'm Boar.
And I'm DJ Snorlax.
Neo Faust.
And I'm Robo Joe! God damn it, Joe. Yeah, we've got, pretty exciting show for you today.
No we don't.
Yes we do. Guys, what have you been up to? I had a pretty crazy weekend, doing stuff. I went out and drank some alcohols. What did you do, Robo Joe?
Oh, well, I went out and sucked some dicks!
Yeah, I bet you did. What about you, Neo Faust?
Anime, sword fight, and, philosophy, etc.
Yeah, this is really not working out.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing.
Yeah, the quality hasn't been great, so I haven't been putting anything out. So anyway, yeah, I'm excited to have you guys back, but seriously, what have you guys been doing?
Well, I went to Colorado to get up in that newfangled, legalized farming.
But you've been farming pot?
Yeah, lots of pots. You should have seen my orchard.
I don't know. Can you call it an orchard?
Yeah, apples, you know. It's Colorado. There were apples, and then on the farm we had asparagus, and there was this other bush thing. I think it was a berry of some kind.
Is it because people out there have the munchies really bad now, or...?
All I know is if you took a bite of this apple, man, it would cure the munchies no matter what. I mean, it would go great with those bags of munchies. You know, the prepackaged, like, Cheetos and stuff. Oh, it was great. You know, apple season was just so fabulous.
If that's been going so well, why are you back?
It's really hard to break into the market. All those potheads are just getting in your way.
Gotcha.
You know, those guys that actually have, like... They were so poor that they couldn't afford hats in the winter, so they just used their pots to keep their heads warm. It was just sad. They're just everywhere.
But there's been no marijuana around.
There's marijuana in Colorado?
Yeah, it's legal there now.
Yeah.
Fuck. Why'd I come back?
I don't know.
Oh.
Anyways, what have you been doing?
Let's just say... I went backpacking somewhere and took a wrong turn on my way to Albuquerque.
What?
I went to the mountains of Tibet.
You went to the mountains of Tibet? What was that like?
Let's just say it was quite eye-opening. It was a spiritual journey I never thought I would ever take. In fact, I got lost quite a bit until these nice bald-headed men took me in.
All right, so spiritual journey through Tibet.
Yeah, they weren't Shaolin monks.
Hmm. Not the fighting ones.
No.
Okay. So, did you bring you back any clips, anything to share with us?
Yes, I brought a clip.
All right, well, let's listen to your clip.
I thought you were going to cook something, man. You said food would be prepared by this time, and that does imply that maybe you're making food. I can't have many cheeses and or red meats at the moment now. My cholesterol's high. Wow, this isn't actual sauce. It's probably not good for me at all. Is that mayo? So I hope nobody dislikes pickles. Hey, May! I smell Freon for some odd reason.
Shangri-la-di-da your ass out of here.
You guys are nicer when you didn't speak English.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You're disturbing the other monks?
When did you start speaking perfect English?
Sir, yeah, you leave.
Well, that was definitely eye-opening. Wait, but we don't live with you. What about Robo Joe and Mystery Guest? They live here. Why couldn't you record with them?
Well, the thing about that is, Miss Terry Guest has been, she's been role-playing a lot lately. She got involved with this, I don't know if it's some sort of a LARP.
A lot like Vampire the Masquerade?
Yeah, I think it's the LARP version of that. Is that still called the same thing?
Yeah.
But anyway, she said something about being in a long state of torpor and that it was a real-time game that was going to be playing out over the next few years or something. Anyway, she's basically been sleeping in her room this entire time, and if... yeah.
What about RoboJoe?
Well, funny story.
Is this about why we let him borrow the chopper before I left?
Yeah, well, he thought he was playing around with the chopper, which he did fly it for a short period of time. But anyway, he's been actually missing for a couple of months as well. I didn't know where he was until just a few days ago he finally came back. He took the chopper and thought that he slipped through a time crack.
Well, that's possible. That can happen.
Anybody.
Well,
yeah.
He didn't even have the time drive engaged.
Oh.
So there was no tachyons even flowing through the chronotype.
Were there any
chamber.
Spooky levitators?
No, he didn't go to the ghost realm either. He came back in hysterics, thinking that he had just spent the entire 2 months while he was gone stuck as an indentured servant in the Dark Ages. But it turns out he was just across town working at Medieval Times because he got a check in the mail the other day.
Nobody That's... told him where he
no,
was.
No,
sounds like RoboJoe.
He claims that he never filled out any forms, but I think they just found his driver's license and filled it out for him. Apparently, he's been staying in their stables. He legitimately thought, yeah.
That's so Joe.
Anyway, he got into a bit of trouble at his actual job, and that's why he can't be here tonight, because he's pulling extra hours in the, I don't know what
boiler room?
At the Robo Minefields.
Yeah, wherever, whatever glory hole he's been working these days, he has to put in double shifts.
Damn.
So anyway, hopefully we'll have slightly more regular episodes now.
Yeah, that's because I ate fiber.
Derpy Show!
So, another segment of... what did we call this? International drinks? Or just...
can we make a... I don't know. It's fucking Neil Fowlis brings us random beverages from his friends who think that that's the only thing we do on this goddamn show.
Well, guess what? International drink time, bitches.
Well, I want to make a sound graphic of whatever the fuck Borg just called it.
Yeah, I like that. Well... all right, so...
like, you know, Best Friends bring us international drinks, so that's all the thing to fucking do on the show!
Yeah! Well, okay, so this is a
Guarana Antarctica!
Guarana is what they say. Guarana.
It's not guar.
It's guarana.
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 Guarana. Instead of making the U and the A one sound, you make two different vowel sounds. Guarana.
Guarana. Okay.
But I can't roll my tongue. So it's Guarana.
Actually, you work with enough Brazilians to know this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
Guarana.
Well, apparently, Guarana is like a component in a lot of like energy drinks I've ever seen.
We typically refer to it as Guarana.
Guarana, Guarana. And like Ball's energy drink, for instance, is a major proponent of this. But this is a Brazilian drink that's like, is it like Coca-Cola down there for them? I don't know.
All I know is there are three cherries on the cup.
I think
cover.
Those are the Guarana berries.
It's the Brazilian original.
Yes. Now, does
it does have Guarana extract in it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited now. I love Guarana drinks.
Well, this one, though, I mean, is that what the berry looks like? Is that what the guarana looks like?
Yeah, guarana is a berry.
It's a berry. Okay, I thought it was like a seed, but
I guess
it's
got real sugar, too.
Yes, that's the thing about this. This is like in Brazil, a lot of the drinks are still just made of real sugar, because they do have a major sugar cane like production thing there. Anyways, first taste test. Let's see the smell.
Yeah, it has a mildly fruity bouquet.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of, I would say, maybe a Mountain Dew Voltage, something like that.
It's almost like a Sprite, kind of.
This sort of tastes.
Mm. It tastes kind of like ramune.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
It
yeah,
tastes
that lychee
a lot
kind
like
of
ramune.
Taste.
Yeah, maybe like lychee or ramune, mm-hmm. something
it's
like that.
Refreshing though, it's like a Fresca kind of.
Yeah,
refreshing.
It's actually got a lot of fizz to it, a lot of carbonation.
Damn, I kind of love this.
It's pretty good.
I think this is the best thing that you have brought to us so far.
Oh, not the iron beer?
The iron beer is pretty good.
I do enjoy iron beer.
Iron beer.
Iron beer is better than iron beer.
Iron Brew was the Scottish one.
Right, yeah. I don't think I know what Iron Beer is.
You
he brought it to a party. We haven't discussed it on the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It has a picture of a guy who looks like the Arm and Hammer man or something.
I thought Iron Brew had a guy with an arm and hammer.
I don't know, it might, but there's two different things. There's Iron Beer and there's Iron Beer.
I can't remember the difference.
One's Cuban.
Okay. Yeah!
Yeah!
Iron Beer is awesome!
Yeah! Maybe for another time. But Brazil, plus one to you.
Yeah.
Plus one
you're
to
still,
you.
You're still 5,000 behind, but...
Derpy Show.
So, that actually brings me to something interesting that I've found out lately.
Uh-huh.
In a little segment we're going to call Boar's Body Hacks.
Boar's Body Hacks.
Boar's Body Hacks. It's like life hacking, but it has to do with your body.
I feel like the only body hacks that you would do is like chopping up a dead hooker.
Yep. Listen, that might be true. But only allegedly.
That would be true, but only allegedly.
I said it might be true.
Okay.
Allegedly.
All right. Allegedly. In third world countries, right?
Anyways, on this first segment of Boar's Body Hacks, lately I've been getting heartburn when I drink coffee. I don't know why. I think it has to do with the acidity. I've been told that there's lots of acidity in coffee.
Yeah, the acidity.
Wait, but what happened to your cold brew? Have you cold brewed?
See, I haven't been cold brewing. I've been taking the easy way out. I haven't been cold brewing my own coffee. I've been drinking the Keurig. Yeah.
That's kind of instantaneous and kind of good smelling.
Well, yeah, it's like, boom, got some coffee.
But I got a feeling the Keurig might make it more acidic.
When I chug down one of those dark roasts, it kind of leaves me with a little bit of a leaky sphincter, if you know what I'm saying.
That's
esophageal. Causes a little bit of acid reflux.
Oh, I thought when you talked about taking the dark roast and then having a leaky sphincter, you're referring to gay sex with a black man.
No, interestingly enough,
he does like the dark beans.
So anyway, this leads us to Boar's Body Hack.
Okay.
To avoid this, so I can still drink my coffee, instead of going out and buying Tums, you know what I went out and bought?
Baking soda.
Pickles.
What?
Pickles.
Oh.
I eat a pickle spear before I drink my coffee. Absolutely no heartburn.
But isn't vinegar a of acidic?
No, vinegar is a base.
Oh, shit.
Boar's Body Hacks.
Wait, wouldn't it blow you up?
What? You don't know how acids and bases work.
I thought you're not supposed to mix acids and bases.
No,
they cancel each other out.
Oh, in that case, cool. Are you talking about extreme acids and extreme bases?
Anything.
Well, I thought it was extreme acids and bases.
If you do combine an extreme acid with an extreme base,
it'll have like a crazy reaction.
They will neutralize each other, but the resultant chemical reaction will release a large amount of energy.
Wait, is that how dubstep was formed?
Yes.
But anyway,
acid jazz and a ton of bass hit each other, and boom!
So anyway, next time, instead of reaching for an antacid, maybe reach for a pickle.
What if you stir your coffee with the pickle spear?
You know, I considered that, but then I thought, you know, maybe I'll just go ahead and eat the pickle beforehand.
That's a lovely breakfast.
You can also eat
the
pickle afterwards. I've done it both ways. It works both ways. If you really want to combine the pickle and the coffee, you could. I assume that would work fine as well. If that's something that you would enjoy.
So you're going to have lovely breath in the morning after the pickle and coffee. Because pickles already make your breath smell great, and then coffee...
Listen, Boar's single right now, so what goes on in my mouth is my own business.
I got nothing.
I was just waiting for something to happen there.
Nothing.
I just kept imagining the dark roast making his have a leaky sphincter again.
It's true. Because you do know caffeine makes you poop. It's a diuretic. You're gonna have
that means it makes you pee.
And poop too. Because there's this infogram I posted on my Facebook a while back that is pretty true. How I know my coffee's working. And 1% of it said, I'm awake, I feel energized. And the rest of it said, I need to poop.
Gotcha.
I need to poop.
I do not yet have a body hack for that.
The butt plug.
For the pooping.
Butt plug.
Let's go to our anal expert, DJ Snorlax.
I think I need a stool softener.
But I put a pillow on your chair before you sat down.
Yeah, it just needed more soft.
I get it, because it's literal.
It's literal!
Literal Clavin!
Show?
You know how we always make fun of Robo Joe for the way he has to preface everything that he says?
You know what I'm saying?
But at least he used to rotate between things. Now he just says, you know what I'm saying, before and after whatever he's saying. And that's so all like, he's been doing lately.
They're like his quotation marks.
Yeah.
Is that his nervous tick that he's stuck on? Nervous tick?
I don't know if you can count it as a nervous tick because he says it no matter how confident he is about what's going on.
Why does he say you know what I'm saying to start off with? He hasn't said anything yet.
I don't know.
It's like me with basically, and some people say all the time.
But he has a whole phrase.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like a little thing that you can just go like,
I mean, is prevalent in cultures. Like, in America, it's in Spanish, it's ete. Like, most languages have a sound for thinking. But in Robo Joe, the sound for thinking is, so, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. Truly. Great.
Oh, and he's been getting, like, super dramatic about everything he says. Like, the other day, he came up to me, and he got, like, he just got, like, this, like, I'm fucking depressed. The worst thing ever just happened to me. I've got this serious news to lay on you, like, sort of a face and attitude.
Oh,
he kind of came up behind me. He's like, hey, man, listen, do you want to play some Hearthstone or something? Like, I was like bracing for the worst. I was like, fuck, did somebody hit my car? What is coming? What is gonna happen?
Get evicted? Like,
yeah, like I thought some shit was gonna go down. And he's like, you want to play some cards or something? I'm like,
what the fuck?
Miss Terry was sitting right next to him, and she thought the same thing. Like, she was like, what the fuck was that?
Was he going to say something bad and he just aborted it halfway?
Is he broken?
I think something's wrong.
Do we need to send someone inside of him to, like, repair him?
Uh-oh. Oh, God, like, inner space?
Like, inner, oh, like inner God. Dirt.
Body wars.
Ugh.
Terrible movie.
There's an episode of Muppet Babies where they lampooned inner space.
There's an episode of a lot of things. I think they did it on the Magic School Bus, too.
Was Body Wars the ride, like a...
Body Wars was a ride at Epcot Center.
I fucking love that fucking thing, man.
It killed someone.
What?
Yeah, guys.
Wait, what ride at Disney hasn't killed someone? Because I've heard every ride has a death story tied to it.
Not every ride, but some rides have more than others.
One ride claims more than the other, it just feasts for blood.
Well, it's true. Like, the...
Once that ride tastes blood, you can't go back. Put it down.
Yes.
Well, most rides that kill a lot of people do get closed, but one of them's still open.
Buzz Lightyear?
No. I don't know if that one successfully killed anyone.
I don't know.
Let's be fair. Like, let's define what we mean by a ride killing someone.
Define death.
Most of my information is poorly remembered from Snopes.com.
Nice.
I'd like to define a ride that kills someone as an attraction that in the normal course of operations caused people to die.
So normal course, not afterwards.
Correct. And also not some, and but that
through,
could be...
Through other means other than having a pre-existing condition that it excited.
Correct. Yeah. I don't believe pre-existing conditions
okay.
cause it, but someone only vaguely, like... Okay, here's an example.
Is it tied to stupidity or malfunction?
I feel like stupidity counts.
Okay, Darwinian awards.
Yes, gotcha. Yes. I feel like an attraction can kill someone based on their poor action. I'm not going to say stupidity, because not all of these are stupid. Some of them are people who just got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then they got smashed by the wall at Carousel Progress.
Yeah, okay.
That's a true thing.
Just like the story of the kid that thought he got hit by something in a ride, and it was actually his friend punching him.
Yes.
Yes. There's a story of that.
But anyway, so yeah, that's one of the earliest deaths. This is at Disneyland. Which is, if you're ever at the Carousel Progress, which is a show, if you're not familiar with it, where you sit in a stadium, and instead of the showpieces moving, that whole stadium rotates.
Oh.
Which is kind of neat, because it moves. Yeah. So that way you see different scenes.
Wow.
Now, if you ever watch it, if anyone stands up, the whole show stops, and then they have to restart the scene. Once the person sits down.
Okay.
The reason being is when the stadium moves around the circle, there are walls that you could potentially get caught in. And in the 70s, someone did.
Wow.
And they died horribly.
Jesus.
So I think there's only one. I think Carousel Progress has only claimed one soul. Mission to Mars. Mission to Mars. I'm sorry. Mission Space. Not Mission to Mars. Mission to Mars is a different attraction. Mission Space has killed a couple people, most of which were pre-existing conditions, but one includes a small boy who didn't even know he had a heart attack, or had a heart condition.
Hmm.
So, sucks, but how I'm not going to say that the ride thirsts for blood.
Yeah, I was like, how did he have a heart attack? Was it just he got excited?
He didn't have a heart attack. He just had like a nodule in his heart that no one knew about because he was like 9. Oh. So okay, why would he ever go to a cardiologist?
So fucking technology excited him, I see.
Yeah, because it's a gravitron. You know, so that'll fuck you up.
I thought Space Earth was the giant golf ball.
No, Spaceship Earth is a slow-moving Omnimover attraction, dark ride. So it's just slow-moving
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Mission Space is a gravitron. It's a...
They take you to Mars on
yeah,
that?
You go to Mars on it with Gary Sinise. And it's essentially like a simulator for high gravity, like you would actually be if you were testing to be an astronaut.
Okay. So we had to tone that down a lot, because...
There are now two versions of it. There's an intense version and a light version.
How can you ride the intense version?
It's a red track and a green track. You opt what line to go into.
Excellent. Well, I heard they lowered down the intense version as well, too.
It is. It is lower than it was.
When it first came out, a pal of mine's dad was an engineer on one of those, and he was building it, and they were just, like, testing it out. They're like, awesome! But then after the first 2 days, they were just like, lower it down. Nice.
I rode it when it first opened, and it ruined me for the entire day.
Aw, damn. I want to do that.
Now, I can be susceptible to motion sickness, but that ride... fucked me.
It claims your motion.
Now, an attraction that has claimed a lot of blood. Not all murder, not all deaths.
Space Mountain.
No!
Oh,
not, that's
really? Me. It's a small world.
No!
Oh. Frog's Wild Ride. Toad's Wild Ride.
Not Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. The attraction is one of Walt's favorite. And the reason it was one of Walt's favorite was because he wanted it to change the way the entire world operated. And he would have tried to get it put into several different places had he not died before its inception. It was only, in fact, instituted in one other location besides a Disney park, and that is inside the George Bush Airport in Texas. It is a people mover, also referred to as the Wedway, or the Walt Elias Disney Way. It is a blue Omnimover attraction that simply puts people on and keeps them moving. But it keeps moving in a circle. It never stops. It has a conveyor belt that people can get on and get off. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy?
Now, the problem with it, it moves fairly slow. It picks up speed, but never gets very fast. It's a slow-moving, easy-going attraction. Doesn't have a lap bar, doesn't have anything. Now, the problem is that sometimes there are multiples of them on the track, and they cross by each other, like going towards each other. So sometimes drunken idiots or stupid kids would attempt to jump from vehicle to vehicle at the oncoming vehicle and get caught between the two.
So a nice twist.
Yes.
Nice.
And it has supposedly claimed more blood than any of the other attractions.
Wow, how lame. I figured, you know, like that fucking glass thing that shoots up and down in the middle of that was Alien Encounters, now what?
Stitch's Great Escape.
Yeah. That thing apparently moves so fast, the piece of glass that reveals that animatronic person or creature, I guess. Does it still have an animatronic?
It has Stitch inside, yes.
Oh, how gay.
It used to have the most a very terrifying animatronic.
Fuck, that scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Alien Encounter was the greatest theme park attraction ever created.
Oh my god, the sound and the just, the sheer terror.
I can talk about Alien Encounter for an hour, BT Dubs. I fucking love it.
I love that company being used a bunch of other places as well, too. Oh, okay. Like, Disney Quest is a little failed.
It was an actual, scary attraction.
Yeah.
It was in the dark. Tim Curry was one of the voices in it. But in the attraction, you were supposed to be, seeing teleportation of these evil aliens. Think goblins from WoW, because they're really greedy and they're green. And then they decide at the last
cereals.
Or what?
Ethereals.
Very much like ethereals. Only they look like green humans.
Okay.
And then at the very last minute, the boss, who was played by Jeff Jones of Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Child Pornography.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's a pedophile.
Wow.
Granted, the child was a 17-year-old male who consented, but it's technically child pornography.
Okay.
So anyway...
Blurred lines, man.
Yeah.
Blurred lines. So, in the attraction, Jeff Jones, the president of the company, decides instead of sending a human to his planet, he's going to come to Earth. So he messes everything up, and they accidentally send a giant evil carnivore to the place.
A planet that runs into the beam's transmission, yeah.
So you're strapped down, and then all the power goes out, and you've seen clips of this giant monster. And in the dark, everyone has state-of-the-art surround sound surrounding their head, so you hear a personalized soundtrack of the monster coming by you with, like, bass sound, bass and everything.
And the seats have a little, like, drop thing. Like,
they can move. The harnesses can be lifted and pushed down on you. Mm-hmm. And that stuff to, like, breathe on the back of your neck and tickle your neck, so, like, the tongue was, like, lapping at the back of your neck.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And halfway through the attraction, an attendant would come up, would walk across the top of the attraction, like, oh, hey, I'm going to turn the power back on. Had a flashlight, like, hey, guys, how you doing down there? I'm going to turn on my face cam. Yep. And then you would see, like, his infrared vision. He would go up, plug the power back on, like, what's that sound? Turn around, and then the cameras, you'd see the monster. And then he'd scream, the camera would go dark, and everyone would be sprayed with water. In a Disney attraction!
Awesome.
It was awesome.
So it's not around anymore?
No. Fun fact. That attraction was originally planned by Michael Eisner and designed by George Lucas.
Okay.
George Lucas
sound design, hell yeah.
George Lucas's original design was that the alien was the good guy, and that all the other ones were bad guys, and they brought the alien in to kill us as like a biological weapon, and that we would work with the alien to destroy the bad guys.
Is that what Lilo and Stitch is now?
Yeah, kind of, actually.
Okay.
But originally, Michael Eisner wanted it to be a alien attraction.
Hmm.
Like the movie?
Yes, because they had just gotten a partnership with MGM, and they wanted it to be Alien. But the stockholders vetoed an R-rated, an attraction in the Magic Kingdom based on an R-rated film.
I see.
But it was very close to being an Alien attraction,
which would have been awesome!
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. So do you think, with the movies that Disney are taking chances on now, would they start making rides aimed at an older audience? Now that that is such a powerful economic mover, like our generation? I mean, because they have Maleficent coming out right now, which seems to be very serious. I like the concept. And they had, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, which was kind of a serious kind of movie.
I would say that domestically, Disney isn't taking a lot of risks because they don't really want to risk it. They're in such a good spot domestically, they don't have to. Mm. Overseas, you're seeing some of that cool stuff. Shanghai, their park they're building right now, is supposed to have a new state-of-the-art Pirates of the Caribbean thrill ride. And it's also supposed to have a Tron-like roller coaster, which will likely be on Tron bikes. That's a roller coaster.
Nice.
Probably indoor with lighted effects. All
right.
So they're overseas, they're really working on their expanding their market. Domestically, they have such a vice grip that they haven't really been innovating too much.
So just keep it family-oriented? I mean, like, for instance, Kingdom Hearts, it's a popular game, at least something.
Was Army of Darkness, when they redid that, was that Disney? Oz.
Oz
the Great and Powerful.
Oz the Great and Powerful was a Disney property.
A.K.A. remade Army of Darkness.
Wait, what?
Is it Army of Darkness?
So
please explain.
So, yeah, Oz the Great and Powerful. It was directed by Sam Raimi, who also directed Army of Darkness. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Army of Darkness, a really old movie, or the Oz movie, you might want to not listen to this. But they're the same fucking movie.
Okay, let me explain. Let me guess.
Okay.
So, bumbling, self-righteous douchebag is transported back in time
to a
different world.
In normality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a douchebag.
Yeah.
He gets sent back and tricks people with modern powers like fire and boomsticks that he's a wizard.
Yeah.
So then he has to go do a thing.
Magical land.
Yeah. Go to a magical land, and through his ineptitude, causes an even greater threat to occur.
Yeah.
And then has to become a hero and save the day.
That's just like the books. Yeah. Did you
it's
ever read the books?
Scene for scene, Army of Darkness. Like, you can map it out. The final fight sequence is almost identical. Ash gets that car and rigs it up to do all the crazy shit. Oz rigs up his little wagon to do all this crazy shit.
You are fucking
kidding
me.
Maybe Sam Randy was all like, yeah, I like where this is going.
Yeah, they're like, seriously, like, flying monkeys will come in at the same time as, like,
the gargoyle monster.
The gargoyle monsters. The fucking witch is exactly like Ash's girlfriend. He meets her, they fall in love.
Bad shit happens.
She turns evil. They clash at the end.
Nice.
It's exactly the same
movie.
Can
we watch both of these movies, like, on two TVs, like, start them at the same time?
Yeah, it's like syncing.
Okay. Yeah, we can. We have the technology.
And can we sync up Wizard of the Oz with the Dark Side of the Moon as well?
No.
Maybe we should just watch Army of Darkness with Dark Side. Army of the Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
Oh, and plus, remember he goes to get the Necronomicon out of the the graveyard?
Mm-hmm.
Him going to Glinda the Good Witch to get her wand. It's the same, like, everything.
It's like
exactly
beat for beat.
The same. Yeah.
Nice. That is so awesome.
Like, nice.
Yeah, and it's in the same order, and, like, the scenes play out the same way. It's just, like, when I saw that, my mind was blown. But the funny thing was, is I watched it. The first time I watched the movie, I didn't realize it, obviously. It had to be pointed out to me. But I was like, that was a pretty good movie. I was like, I really liked that. But then when it was pointed out, I was like, that's why I liked it. It was Army of Darkness.
And you liked it because you liked that movie.
Yeah, I love Army of Darkness.
Nice. Cleverly done, gents.
I actually didn't hear that movie was pretty good. Like, for what it is. Yeah.
I watched it on a flight back home from London.
It was Army of Darkness.
Identical to a movie that I already loved.
That's good. That's a good job. They pulled the wool over your eyes, bro.
They got that money from you.
Derby Show.
So, I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone. Like, a lot of Hearthstone.
I've been playing a low amount of Hearthstone.
I really like it.
It's good. Like, I don't like card games. I've never played a collectible card game in my life. No Pokemon, no Magic, no...
Yu-Gi-Oh!
None of that bullshit. But I actually like Hearthstone.
I played the shit out of Project Echo, the trading card game.
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Do you remember that weird anime one that from, like, the late 90s that had, like, all of the animes mixed together? Like, you'd have Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z all in the same
I heard one. About that one. It was, like, a Besom-based one, but I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I like Hearthstone a lot. I also like it because Robojo's terrible at it.
Oh, is he?
Well, he sat while I was doing an event last night. He sat in the corner and played on his laptop. And he apparently lost, like, 8 games in a row.
Playing what kind of deck?
Was he playing Arena?
I don't believe so.
That would have been a lot of money he wasted. I haven't really played against him.
I'm eager to try.
I wonder how bad I would be against him, because I'm not good.
Yeah. It takes a while to pick up.
I keep making stupid mistakes.
Yes, it's very easy to make stupid mistakes.
Wait, is this game Hearthstone? I heard everybody talking about it. It's a card game. Is it an online, like, Magic the Gathering clone? Or, like, a simpler Magic the Gathering?
It's not quite like Magic the Gathering. It's made by Blizzard.
Okay.
And it's based on Warcraft.
Okay.
And it's similar to Magic the Gathering in the sense that there's, like, a resource, and you play creatures that attack your opponent. But there's a lot of differences to it. It's incredibly more simple. So the games are faster, theoretically.
Okay. I can dig that. Okay, so streamlined with their game designers as well, too. That would make for a decent setup there.
And because it's a game that only exists on the internet, like, only exists digitally, they have the freedom to do weird shit that you couldn't do in a standard card game. Like, having cards that do randomized effects.
Okay.
Like, and it,
The Tauren Chieftain card is probably the best example I can think of.
Yes, the Elite Tauren Chieftain, which, if you don't know, is a band that plays at Blizzard events.
As long as you're not talking when you do that.
Okay. Is the Elite Tauren Chieftains, they're a band that plays at Blizzard events.
And inside of WoW all the time. That's my favorite things to do in WoW. Like, if I'm bored, I'll be like, oh, it's like the top of the hour. I've got to go to the World's End Tavern and watch Elite Tauren Chieftains.
Yeah, they also play in...
Darkmoon Fair?
At Darkmoon Fair and in the Grim Guzzler.
Yes.
So they play... They're a band. And the card randomly generates a card for your opponent and yourself that goes into your hands.
Riffs.
They're power chord cards.
Oh, power chords, that's right.
Ha! Okay. Nice.
Whereas in a normal card game, you couldn't do that.
No.
There are things like... There are dragons... One of the dragons, at the end of your turn, you get to draw special cards that only are that dragon's cards. Mm. You couldn't do that in a normal card game. One is a dragon that says, because in the fiction, he's a time dragon, each player can only take 15 seconds for their turn.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, fully limiting that.
And yeah, so there's a lot
I'm
of...
Assuming there's cards that, like...
Dormu.
I'm assuming there are cards, too, that can basically, like, reverse time by, like, 2 turns or something like that.
We haven't seen that yet, but there's a possibility stuff like that could happen.
Nice, nice, okay. Interesting. I could see the draw, and plus they have a huge fan base to just be like, hey, we got a card game player.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Oh, but free to
play? No, it's 100% free as long as you don't want to take shortcuts.
Wait, so there's microtransactions?
There are microtransactions. There can be. To buy packs.
If you want to buy packs, but you don't have to.
So they're digitizing packs. How do you get new cards?
You earn currency in the game, and then you can buy it with that currency.
There are quests in the game. Every day you get a quest to, like, win 5 matches, destroy 40 minions.
So it's definitely, like, a free-to-play, but with microtransactions to bypass that. I gotcha.
And there's also a, what they call the arena. If you're familiar with most games, they would have a draft system where you get limited cards to make a limited deck, and then the better you do, the more prizes you get.
Yep.
And that's at a higher level of play is a good way of generating more stuff.
So that when they do their drafts, is it complete random decks? Like you just go in and buying like 5 booster packs and playing with that deck?
Interestingly enough, the arena is not like that. How it works is it goes, here are 3 heroes, because the heroes have their own powers, and it tells you what kind of class you're going to be playing.
Yeah.
So it's like, you pick one of these 3 heroes, and then from that point forward, they give you 30 times, they go, pick one of these 3 cards. Pick one of these 3 cards. Pick one of these 3 cards, and you build your deck from there.
Yeah, it's really cool, too, because you can get access to, like, weird legendary cards that you can't just get at the beginning of the game. Mm. So you can just do crazy shit.
Cool.
And you can also break. There's usually only 2 cards, 2 of a certain card per deck. In the arena, you can, if you're lucky and draft correctly, you can get some weird shit by picking, like, 4 or 5 of the same card.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I still have no time to play, so.
Yeah. It's quite enjoyable, though. I thoroughly enjoy
Pretty soon they're going to have phone apps, too.
Oh, God. Once it hits phone and Android and iPad, oh, God.
We're all going to get fired from our jobs, because we're just going to be like...
Damn, it's that addicting. Good thing I don't do
it. I just really like it.
Well, then, speaking of Blizzard, have you guys jumped on Diablo 3, the new Reaper thing, which I didn't know came out this week?
It came out this week!
And, like, it surprised me. I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot that it even existed. Because I'm not really excited, but apparently Diablo 3 has improved the shit out of itself.
Apparently. Like, a lot of the stuff that made Diablo 3 hard, which was getting gear specifically for your character, mm-hmm. and getting high enough level gear to defeat the enemies without just grinding, mm-hmm. they fixed a lot of that. So the game is more fun to play.
And the travel, too. I like that.
Fast travel.
Hell yeah.
And, of course, there's a new class and a whole new expansion of gameplay.
Yep, it's basically Blizzard's baby paladin. Basically. And the story continues on. Yeah, it's only one act, but it's one act. So you pay $30 to upgrade to it for one act, which is like, I don't know how long it takes to get through an act. An hour and a half, 2 hours maybe?
Really? That's it?
I don't know. Maybe. But wait, they have mini quests in there too that you could go around they called Nephilim Challenges.
I thought the first acts were pretty long in Diablo. I thought the other acts in Diablo were pretty long.
Well, okay, I'll give it a throw out there, but maybe 3 hours, 4 hours. But $30 for 4 hours of gameplay?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. But new class, new system, good on them, I guess. They got rid of the goddamn auction house.
Is it weird that I liked the auction house?
Maybe. I thought it was an interesting concept. And, like, the problem with a lot of other games is that if they don't build in some sort of a system like that, people are going to do it anyway. Like, back as far as the original Ultima Online, I mean, I sold shit on eBay, like, when Ultima Online and eBay were both in their fledgling state.
Are you talking about, like, Renaissance?
No, that's, like, the third expansion for UO.
Oh, wow. That's when I started. Damn!
Yeah, like, people want to sell stuff for money.
Yeah.
I'd make it legitimate, but I mean, like, that really broke the system when you could just pay money and just pay to win.
Life,
but it's a single-player game, so why does it matter?
And there's multiplayer stuff. There's duels, and then there's, like...
I don't know. I feel like if someone wants to pay to win, let them. They're not hindering my enjoyment of the game.
This is true.
Grant, I don't play on a PvP server in WoW, and I don't really PvP at all.
Pussy. Real man PvP on hardcore mode.
God, no.
You know, I never PvP, but I still play on a PvP server just because it feels...
realistic?
It feels more close to, like, actually Ultima Online.
But Ultima Online had a second realm for PvP, though. I remember...
Not originally.
Really? Oh, wow.
Everybody was in the PvP realm originally.
Because when I started...
It was such a better game when everybody was in the PvP realm.
Oh, God.
Because you could steal from anyone, you could murder anyone.
When you died, everybody just fucking swarmed your corpse and stole everything.
But here's the thing, they had systems of punishment in place for those who did murdering or stealing.
You became a thief?
Yeah. There was justice systems. Nice. So, like, if you stole something, anyone could kill you with no repercussion whatsoever. But say you just go around murdering innocent people, then your name becomes red and anyone can murder you without any sort of repercussion indefinitely until it wears off, which it took a while if you became a murderer. Like, there was a bunch of systems like that in place where... guards in town would kill you automatically if you were a murderer, and outside of town, it was like social justice.
Hmm.
Which, no game has come close to that, as far as what I have played, anyway.
But no game has Lord Britain at its helm.
Well, okay, Shadowbane was close.
Oh, this is true, yeah, they had destructible buildings.
Shadowbane was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Am I the only other person that's ever played that? Nobody I know has played Shadowbane except this guy.
I've only heard you guys talk about it.
Damn.
Let me travel back in time.
We've talked about Shadowbane on the show.
All right, let's cancel that.
Yeah, cancel.
Like, I know for a fact we've talked about it in one of the early episodes.
Yeah,
but we have talked about it.
All right.
I mean, because of Shadowbane, then I got on like I never touched EverQuest because my computer could never handle it. But Shadowbane was like a later.
I want to talk about EverQuest next, but we've already done that too.
Yeah, we have.
And then I wanted to talk about.
I got Skyrim. I got a beta for Skyrim
job.
Elder Scrolls Online.
And it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Hey, wait a sec.
The NDA is lifted. We can say it's terrible.
But it's Twitch-based combat.
It's still bad.
It's still not a good game.
Neverwinter is way better.
They should have taken... Okay. And it's free to play. They should have taken all the money they spent on getting goddamn Dumbledore to talk in the video and given it to one of the developers to be a fucking better game.
You make me not like what I just did. I purchased it.
I'm sorry.
I
just didn't like it. I just thought it was lame as hell.
Damn, because I'm waiting for Wildstar. That's basically what I'm doing.
Wildstar, which Online. Is Star Wars Galaxies 2.0?
No, a Wildstar is basically WoW ported over into like a Jack and Daxter world.
I heard that it was where all the Star Wars, or the Old Republic players are going.
Mostly, yeah, and it's got Twitch-based Twitch is... They got telegraph-based combat. So, like, if I'm about to cast a spell, you see... you don't see that. You see this, like, square show up in front of me. Like, I'm charging my laser.
So it's like Neverwinter.
Neverwinter.
Like that, yeah, but Neverwinter's a little bit more free-flowing. Actually, no. I played a, It's not... Neverwinter's not as twitchy as I thought it would be because I started up a sorcerer the other day with some friends, and you have to click on a target to fire at them. That pisses me off. I like in Terra where you could just lead away and just actually it's more action-packed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't just shoot into the abyss in Neverwinter.
Because that's the thing, I'm like, I want to be able to lead somebody, not auto-target and be like, oh,
unless, but AoE attacks you can.
That's, yeah, AoE you have to plan ahead.
Single target stuff, you can't just fire a magic missile into the darkness.
Why?
I shoot the darkness!
Yes. All right,
you shoot the darkness. Now you're surrounded.
Hey, can I have a Mountain Dew?
No, I said I cast Mordenkainen's Magical Watchdog!
What was that from? I remember that it was overdone on AMVs.
The Dead Alewives recorded it originally.
What is it from? Summer Geeks? What?
It was originally recorded by the Dead Alewives.
Yeah.
And they were a group of guys that made audio stuff for, like, Dr. Demento.
Oh, okay.
It's old.
Because I just saw it on AMV, like, a while... oh, God, was it that far? 2003.
Long ago.
That's 10 years. Fuck. 10 years.
10 years.
No. Pickle.
Clavin.
So, Vigigames games. And, all right, Skyrim. You guys have just deterred me. Not Skyrim. Elder Scrolls Online. You just deterred me on that. And, fuck. I'm gonna give it a try, I guess.
I want to play... The fucking vampire game that's never going to come out.
Oh, the Vampire the Masquerade Online?
Yes.
When did that ever...
I don't know, but we talked about it one of the very first episodes of Derpy Show.
But is it Perfect World that's doing it? Or what's the people that do Eve? Are they doing it?
No, I thought you were... you were the expert on this game when we talked about it originally.
I did, but I forgot.
He was the one that knew everything about it.
But no, the good news, though, they re-released... There's a company that White Wolf has given blessings to. They re-released the Mind's Eye Theater Book of Vampire the Masquerade. They've redone the system, streamlined it. The mythos is still there, but the play system is completely streamlined. It's almost like the new world, like the newest recent World of Darkness vampire games. It's not card-based, but it's still chop-based. So it's interesting. Chops meaning paper, rock, scissors. So I don't know if you're excited about that, because I am, because of the revitalization of an old system like that. Could open up more doors for them to bring in the tabletop game or more of the Mind's Eye Theater games. Because yeah. I loved Mage the Ascension and Werewolf.
You completely lost me somewhere. Like
it's around your generation, though. I mean, like, they love Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah, but that involves
talking. That doesn't make me any less lost.
Derpy Show!
Another thing that happened recently that's interesting. Oculus.
Fuck that!
See... That's what I'm wondering. People are freaking out about Fastbook.
So wait a minute. We can't just go into our opinions right away.
Oh, stop. Let's pull back.
Let's report.
Let's talk about what happened.
Fine.
So essentially, let's first explain. Oculus Rift was a device that was kickstarted to help more of them out, so that way it could get more, you know, press to get larger.
To get the
benefactors.
To get the funding to be able to produce the thing.
Yes, Oculus Rift is a head-mounted device that gives you essentially a 3D world.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair thing to say?
It's the first virtual reality.
It's basically a virtual reality helmet in a nutshell. It has motion sensing. It's got high-resolution displays on each one of your eyes.
So, yes.
Okay, so anyways, at E3 this year, they released the... They showed off the second version of the Oculus Rift, which had way higher resolution screens. The response time was increased by quite a bit. Also, I believe they added 3D positional tracking. So instead of just motion sensing, like, they basically just increased its ability to track where you were in a 3D space along with how the device was oriented.
Nice.
So everybody's been really excited about this. John Carmack from id Software.
Yeah, ID.
Yeah. Was like, he's just crazy for this thing. You know, like, he created the Doom series and Quake. You know, he's like a front runner in 3D first-person shooters. So he's been excited about this. Everybody has been really excited about the Oculus. People have been making all these cool things for it, and the other day we learned that Facebook bought them
for $2 billion.
Facebook.
Wow.
And they want to integrate social media experiences and all this other bullshit.
I get to play Farmville on the Oculus.
They seem to have no desire to use it for video gaming.
Why would they?
Ah, Zuckerberg.
Why would they do that when they can put ads in your face?
Now, I will tell you, Facebook's allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. And if someone came up and said, hey, you know that thing you've been working on for the past 2 years? Let me give you $2 billion.
Yeah.
I would say, fuck yes!
Yeah. Are they going to allow them to keep up what they're doing? Because, I mean, the same thing happened with Boston Dynamics, the company that brought you the spooky four-legged walking robotic thing. Huh. And the same with the bipedal robot that can walk on its own and look freaky as hell. Google bought them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, they're not in the dark anymore.
Listen, if Google buys something, they're not necessarily going to make it an ad machine and run it into the ground. Sometimes they will add other technologies that they also own to it and make it amazing.
Mm. One of the things Google tries to do is actually try to make the world a better place. Sometimes. Like, they're trying to make cars that drive themselves.
So they say that now.
So it's safer. Like, they've been trying to do shit like this for years.
Supposedly, one of their credos is do not be evil.
Yes.
Which, for the most part, I mean, there's a lot of things you can nitpick and argue that they contribute to, like, the NSA, blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, they don't seem to break that very often.
Yeah, they seem to be a pretty noble company, whereas Facebook is pretty douchey.
Yeah. Yeah. They were founded by douche, they continue to operate like douche, and they will likely continue being that way forever.
Now...
But there's a silver lining.
The HP?
Nope.
Oh.
Guess who I'm going to champion?
Who?
Valve.
Valve? You think Valve's going to make their own?
Valve's already making their own.
Okay, because HP is also making one that's similar.
Yeah, but...
What I'm trying to say is that the more people that are making the technology, the better the technology
will be. Sony also has one. I feel like Microsoft might or something too.
There are a bunch of people working
there's,
on it now.
There's half a dozen, but my favorite, of course,
is Valve.
Is Valve.
You are a bit of a Valve fanboy, though. How's that that Valve Steam Box going for you?
It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, what's the Steam OS thing I was hearing about?
Oh, that's testable, out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically for testing purposes. It's not like, hey, everybody
installs. Oh, it's not a full release? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like a release candidate.
Yeah. I'm still wondering how they're going to do games without DirectX.
It's pretty much, they're just helping push more games onto a Linux platform so that when the Steam Box comes out, it's going to be a more robust platform.
Okay, push for OpenGL. Because a lot of games are programmed in both OpenGL and via DirectX, so.
Yeah. Actually, that used to be more the case than it turned to be later. Because not everything uses OpenGL and DirectX like it used to.
Damn it.
But Valve is pushing it back that direction, which is awesome.
Well then, I'd like to see how that goes. Because, I mean, Valve doesn't do much hardware.
Now, once again, I'm pissed off that there's too many people that use Kickstarter. I'll explain why.
Oh, God.
There are people who donated to the Oculus Rift, who now feel that they are entitled to part of that $2 billion. Now, if they had purchased stock in a company, they would be entitled. But instead of purchasing stock in the company, they pre-ordered a product.
Oh, it was a pre-order? I thought it was a donation.
It was a donation.
Well,
it is a donation, flat off. Kickstarter is a donation, and you are given prizes. And then if they don't give you the reward, is it up to you to sue them for your damages?
I'm with you, and I completely agree. But the mindset that these people are in are that they are, like, they think that they're patrons who are donating their money and being, like, investors or something.
But there's a difference between a patron and an investor. An investor buys stock.
That's true.
A patron gives money freely.
Yeah, that's true.
Or instead of buying stock, they pay up capital to help out with the venture, thus having a return on that in agreeance.
But,
correct.
But they're like, their argument, and I understand it from, in the same way that someone can try to understand how a cat's mind works. But...
Nice.
Good analogy.
Nice.
Like, it's fucked up, and I don't agree with it. But I kind of get where they're coming from, in that they think that we helped build this up, we got them to where they are, why aren't we getting a little bit of a kickback too?
But doesn't everyone who bought a first-gen video game system of a no-name, so the Game Boy inevitably became the most powerful household product of all... of at least its generation.
Yeah.
The Game Boy.
Like, at some point...
powerhouse.
At some point, I should have been able to cash in on Nintendo.
Because I bought a Gen 1 Game Boy. That helped establish them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, honestly, in a legal stance, their circumstances of them, like, donating nullifies any claim they have.
Yes.
There. I mean, did they get a developer's kit? Because if you donate at a certain point and the gift's on there listed... shouldn't they at least get a version of that was promised to them in that gift?
They usually bought, for like $300, got an Oculus Rift. Most of these people received their reward of an Oculus Rift already.
But wait, you had to be a developer to get that, right?
No.
Really?
You just probably should have been.
Fuck.
Because there weren't any things out for it yet.
You can order the second version right now. Anybody can, if you really want.
It's just really expensive. Right.
And you have to be, like, an advanced user to use it. It's not, like, plug it in and it works with every game.
Oh, I see. So you have to, like...
You essentially have to be a developer to utilize
it. So is there, like, a maker community that, like,
Yeah.
Builds out, like, you know, test loads or, like, sensors builds for you?
Yeah, there are.
Some games even have support for it now.
Yeah.
But they're few and far between, and you probably have to tinker with things.
I see.
It's not for just...
The DIY gaming kind of
deal. It is not for just the average consumer.
I see.
But regardless, it's a fucking, like... It just makes me upset that this is a fucking actual news story that we actually have to discuss. The people who utilize Kickstarter didn't fucking get it.
That's sad.
That are trying to... They're trying to sue now Facebook... For their money back, saying they were misled. That's not how the law works.
Well, couldn't Facebook at least be like the good guy and be like, hey, you know what? You get the first version. There you go. Cool.
They already got it. Oh, they paid $300. They got their Oculus Rift. Now they want their Oculus Rift and their money back.
All right, that's fucked up then, yeah.
It's stupid. They were not misled. They were not... No, it's just fucking stupid.
So it's like me donating to the Salvation Army and they help out with a big, like, you know... issue overseas and then be like, hey, I want my money back that I since I helped you out there.
Yes.
Nice. That's douchey. So then with these competitors, Xbox, Valve and stuff like that, wouldn't you kinda want the root for the team that actually has some development and developers under them? Like Microsoft, who has a shit ton of like graphics producing or publishing companies? Or companies that publish games in their graphic set, like DirectX, for instance, shouldn't you be rooting for Microsoft then?
I don't really root for anyone because I'm probably never going to be able to use the Oculus Rift or anything similar to it because it'll probably give me motion sickness.
Damn.
So I'll probably never use it.
I was obsessed with VR when I was little.
I almost bought the second kit when that came out like a week or two ago or whatever for pre-order. I damn near bought one because it's only like $300 or something like that.
Wow, really?
$300 or $350. And it's fucking better than any monitor you could buy, pretty much. Like,
hey, you can still use it as a static monitor, yeah.
If you wanted to.
Nice.
That'd be weird. But, I mean, I'm not stupid, so I could have figured out how to get it to work for various things easily.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those, like, I don't know.
I'm glad I didn't, though, because I would have been fucking pissed off after this Facebook.
Now, I'll be fair, if you've pre-ordered it, I think you have every right to be able to cancel your pre-order and get your money back.
Hell yeah.
Especially if now the money's going to a company that you no longer agree with. Yeah. I think that is perfectly acceptable.
That's fine.
Because you have not received goods.
Yeah.
It has not even been crafted yet. It was a pre-order. You have every right to cancel your pre-order.
Yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate here. What is Facebook wanting to do with it exactly? They haven't been social media?
They have not been exceptionally clear, with the exception that they want to essentially say, you're going to, like, be able to use a program to, like, Google Glass record your life, and then someone else can watch your life through your eyes.
They also alluded to something like Second Life.
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
But social network filled with ads type of Second
Life. I see. So it's going to be... The prospect of the Oculus and Second Life, but all the shit kind of
now,
scanning you and...
So now...
It's basically like that episode of Futurama where they went onto the internet with those virtual reality suits. It's going to be like that. Like, just ads flying at you and...
I gotcha.
So now here's
walking
my thing.
Walking to the porn room.
Now, I'm still behind the Oculus Rift. If I can get a suit that stimulates touch...
So you basically want to wear something that jacks you off while you have this helmet on.
Yes.
Probably is there.
I mean, like how you didn't even dance around that. You're just like, yes. Well, exactly.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. Who doesn't?
Well, here's the thing. The technology is there. The only thing that's stopping a lot of that is human testing. We could have had cyborgs about 10 years ago.
I don't want a cyborg.
Guess what? This leads into the other thing. The fucking cybernetic hand, the robotic hand that has feeling sensors on them that basically jack into your nervous system.
I'll jack into your nervous system.
I figured you'd do
Johnny
that.
Nimdonic.
Nimdonic. Oh, Johnny what Dildonic. Gig?
Johnny
oh,
Dildonic.
Dildonic is an actual thing. Dildonics.
I got a gig. In my head.
A gig.
Oh, dude, bro. Oh, anyway.
One gig?
I believe it's called teledildonics, where you remotely control something that's sexually pleasing another person. That's an actual term, teledildonics.
Well, they do have that.
Then can I connect my Oculus Rift to teledildonic capabilities.
Perhaps.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
Bluetooth that shit.
Actually, there is a device. I had to look up the name real quick. It's called...
There was underwear that was like...
I think it's Real Touch.
Bluetooth underwear.
I don't really like teeth anywhere near my junk.
Mm. Oh, Bluetooth. I get it. Get it. Ha, ha, ha,
yes.
Ha.
Real Touch.
Real Touch.
Is it a
Real
suit?
Touch is exactly what you want, Chang.
Is it?
Yes. It's pretty much you put your member into the orifice.
So it's a fleshlight.
No.
No.
No. This makes fleshlight look like you're just waving your dick around in the air.
Okay.
So it's got like conveyor belts and heating pads, lubricant dispensers, and a variable like it's basically got like a sphincter sort of that for the opening, so it
can
increase
the
and
tightness.
Decrease pressure. So the belts can move in different directions simultaneously, and it can get warmer, colder, and spray you. So they also have videos that code to the device. So whatever's going on the screen, they are pre-programmed this thing to basically make you feel what is going on in the video.
Why is that not more awesome to everyone else?
Well, maybe they can apply it to those like android-looking like humanoid dolls.
Here's
the
thing,
sex bot.
Yeah, sex bot.
It's $200. It's giant. It's loud. And
wait, you turn around and it's like
you have to buy the content for it too. So after the $200, you have to pay for these special movies.
I guess they're $60 or something.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, if I won the lottery, I'd probably buy it to try it.
You have to go further into the... you have to actually own one of these things to go in there and see how much the movies cost, but you have to buy the movies.
I'm just saying, if I won the lottery, I'd buy all of us one, and then we could talk about it.
Oh, well, they've got a new product, too, that I don't know. Oh, they've got what's called the joystick.
Oh!
Which allows a model or somebody remotely who maybe a long-distance girlfriend...
To control my Real Touch?
Yes.
That's awesome!
Yeah, so she could webcam fellatiate this joystick and you would get stimulated remotely. Teledildonics.
That's the future.
The future.
That's
real.
The fucking future.
It's now.
Yeah. Yeah, they get a picture of a girl, like, jacking off this thing here.
just laughing, looking at the phone.
Hey, look.
That's so awesome!
There's a picture of a dude who's clearly just...
Stock photo, looking at...
He's clearly got this in his lap.
That, it's a fleshlight.
It makes a lot of noise. I'm hearing.
Come on! It's got like multiple motors, so like these belts can go in different directions. Can you just imagine like maintaining this thing? It's got all these motors and belts and
moving
shit.
Parts, man,
and like fucking squirts you with lube,
dude. They have.
Dude, I can't keep the fan in my computer operational.
Yeah,
they may have a maintenance plan, man.
Do you? So, like, don't you want to be the guy who works on the Real Touch?
God. Give it to Tim, he'll clean it.
Like, seriously, with as much money as you put into this thing, like, how often do you have to replace it? Because, like, you spooge on a motor or something.
It's obviously like, designed for whales.
Yeah, it's obviously designed for self-containment, the drop in the water and stuff like that. It's gotta be.
Let me be fair, what I meant by whales.
Are you talking about... Oh. No, go ahead.
Whales, are people who have so much money, they will spend whatever it takes to accomplish whatever stupid minuscule task they want to have.
Why do you call them whales, though?
That's a term that they use for anything that has microtransactions, for people who will, like, pay to win. Like, if you look at some game like Farmville, I don't think I had microtransactions.
Yeah.
Sure. You know how you can just spend a lot of money and be really, really good?
We don't win necessarily, but yeah.
So,
then that's not a game that's like this.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like,
yeah.
Even if it's a single-player game, like,
yeah.
On your phone.
Okay.
Where you can spend, like, $100.
Yeah.
For whatever, rubies bonuses, or whatever.
Perks,
there are people that spend like thousands of dollars on those shitty games.
That fucking touch game, that like Clash of Clans. There's people at work that are like obsessed about it. Like, I just spent $80 on this game. Like, you're fucking insane.
They refer to those users as whales.
Okay.
Because they, I don't know. I don't know if the analogy holds true, but it's like that they have so much blubber that one whale can last them for months.
I see. Because when you said whales, I thought like big, really large guys that are
I thought you meant men from Wales.
Oh, that too, like the country, the Welsh.
Because they're all notoriously ugly.
Yeah.
No. I meant people
And they
who
would
have...
need the real touch because...
This is true.
And the all they can get made. Is Welsh women, and who wants that?
Yeah, they're gorillas. Fact given to us by one of our previous guests.
I'm probably like half Welsh or something.
You look part Welsh.
I'm like a Euro Welsh. Mutt, so I don't even know what I contain.
No.
Dad told me never to trust a Welshman.
I'm probably not Welsh. Yeah, I know. I know.
You can understand least, what you're saying.
I know. So, I'm at least 50% German.
That explains.
And
a lot.
I've got some percentage of Irish.
That explains a lot.
50% Kaiser.
His sense of humor is very German and dry.
Now is the time in which we dance! Sprockets!
I thought it was going to last longer.
I miss train breaks.
Yeah, we need to get a train.
We need to go rob a train.
And ride it. Doot, doot.
Go on, ride the train.
Doot, doot, doot.
And ride it.
Doot, doot.
Did you say, I think I can, I think I can?
Sure, yeah.
Woo, woo. The little engine that came.
That's fucked up. So, done with that shit.
It's the Derp City DJs, or we call it the train.
Nice. The Derp City DJs, we call it the train.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Can we mix that with Slam Jam?
Yes.
That Actually, song basically is Slam Jam.
Wait, you know the
it's
best
by the
thing?
Same goddamn people.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Wait, Slam Jam is by Quad City DJs?
Yes!
I didn't know that Slam Jam was written by human hands.
I think it is, anyway.
Wait.
I'm the like best, 90% sure.
The best mix of that song? Guile's theme song to that.
I'm 85% sure that it is.
Those two songs are meant to be, because they both go with everything.
Derby Show.
So since we're on an early topic of food, I hear about this 3D printer that prints you 3D goo.
Foodini!
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, I found this thing this morning. I posted it on my wall, and somebody else posted it somewhere else. And I've been talking about this goddamn thing all day.
A few other people posted it as well, too, by the way.
How much did you look into this? Do you want me to describe it?
I know that's called a Foodini.
Okay.
It's a 3D printer that prints food.
Okay, no. That's not what it is.
Stop.
So, they present it like it's going to revolutionize your kitchen and make everything wonderful and easy, and you can just print out elaborate foods with ease and reliability.
I believe the article I saw was titled "The Next Best Thing to a Replicator."
Yeah. The people are comparing it to a replicator. She says that this lady that's in the video says that it's the next best thing since the microwave. Here's what this goddamn thing does. Let me break it down for you. We all know how 3D printers work, right?
Yeah.
It pretty much just has a little nozzle and like fucking
a little
like
arm.
Melted plastic that it just lays like clumsily lays puts in layers.
Clumsily.
I have never seen a 3D printer that I've been very impressed with. After it's done, you have to like sand the goddamn
Did you not
things.
See my Lord of my game?
No.
It's gorgeous.
He probably sanded them.
Oh, he
like it doesn't come out I've never seen one that comes out of a 3D printer like in a usable state.
There used to be this milling machine that does the opposite of a 3D printer. It basically bores through an object to make a mold.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different? Okay, I've seen
those. And also those have to be sanded too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like because of a laser cutter.
No.
Oh.
Anyways, okay, so this stupid thing. It's got these, since you can print any food you want.
Quote unquote.
Quotes.
Quotes.
Yeah. It's got basically empty tubes. It doesn't come with anything. You don't buy anything in particular to go in it. You have to make your own stuff to go inside of it. So, say you want to make... I don't even
pizza?
Fucking understand. Yeah, you want to make pizza, even though it doesn't seem like you really can.
I need to put like a bread sauce.
You
a
have
pizza
to cook.
Sauce.
You have to cook everything, turn it into a puree, and then put it into these tubes and seal it. And
what?
These tubes are tiny, and it can only do so many of these different tubes at once. So you have to make everything beforehand and put it into these tiny little injection tubes, and then all it does is squirt the shit onto a plate. In patterns.
Wait, so Indian food, Indian cuisine would be revolutionized? Because they have a lot of puree-based foods.
No. No, it doesn't cook anything. It all it does is it layers goop on a plate.
It doesn't even make it solid.
No.
And
it
how
doesn't,
much?
It doesn't cook it. Oh, it... Well, it's very affordable. Starting at $1,000...
That's three easy payments of... We'll make it four easy payments. Five easy payments of $200,
that's
kids.
For the base model. It goes up to $3,000.
What, is this like a restaurant
so you can
model?
Have goop put on a plate.
There's going to be a hip New York restaurant that's going to be doing that. You
now,
know?
I'm going to devil's advocate myself here for a second. Because
all
I wanna,
right.
I want to bring up an argument that somebody tried to bring up to me while I was arguing with people all day about this on Facebook. So, this guy says, well... Even though it's not as good as a replicator, it's still like a step in that direction. No, it's not. It's nothing like a replicator.
That thing...
And it's an unnecessary baby step at best.
Like, if it made solid matter that was edible, that would be a step in the right direction.
If it was like, if it was arranging molecules in any sort of way, if it was combining different things, like if it could create its own different kinds of goop.
Well, or if it could make one goop but had flavor jet injectors.
Something.
Something.
Anything other than this would have been acceptable.
Nice.
There's chocolate 3D printers, which
yeah,
I have no problem with that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pseudo-replicatory.
Confectionary one.
Well... Yeah. I wouldn't even argue that that's a step in the direction of a replicator, really. But, at least it's more useful than a goop organizer.
He pre-designs a goop?
Well, I mean, people like to make little chocolate designs and shit, and, you know, I don't know.
Well, even still, I mean, like...
If you go to the chocolate printer website, I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I think all of their little 3D printed chocolate things look like shit, just like any... 3D printed anything I've ever seen. Like, you have to go through afterwards, I bet, and probably, like, shave the chocolate down to make it smooth.
This is true.
But, yeah, I feel like 3D printing, it's good. I like it. It's a step in the right direction. It's just not there yet.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
I take fiber pills sometimes.
I do all the time.
Yeah, make you poop.
Now I need poop's stool softener.
You keep bringing this up. I feel like you're having an actual stool problem.
Yeah, it's stretched my bunghole out.
What did?
Just...
What stretched your
like,
bunghole out?
I'm having hard poops.
That doesn't get... What? Huh?
Like the poop's really hard.
Why is it stretched your bunghole?
Have you just tried drinking some water?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're really dehydrated.
Yeah. No, I drink a lot of water. And it bleeds a little, and then I use a wipe, and it stings, and I don't like it.
My anus is bleeding!
Wow, I haven't heard that since forever.
That's autobiographical.
My anus is bleeding! For the love of God! And all that is holy! Oh, I have a giant spoon! My spoon is too big!
Tuesday's coming. Did you bring your coat?
And we just spend the rest of the time reenacting Don Hertzfeldt cartoons.
That's weird.